You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. Strange how hard it rains now. Rows and rows of big dark clouds, but I'm holding on underneath the shroud.
And it does feel a bit strange to have had some rain yesterday since we were so dry for so long for a while there. Or was that just drizzle? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about how that small bit of wetness eliminated the chance for a record dry spell in July. First, though, let's get the weekend forecast. Cliff, should we prepare for more rain or what's going
to
happen?
No, I don't think you have to worry about any rain whatsoever. In fact, you know, each day is going to be very similar to the next. Today, we have the low clouds all the way up to the crest of the Cascades with a few breaks. Those are going to thin out and we'll have sunshine. Temperatures getting up into the upper 70s, so a pretty nice day. Tomorrow will be a step up. A little less clouds in the morning. Temperatures getting up around 80, maybe low 80s. So another beautiful day. A weak disturbance will come through Saturday night, Sunday morning. So it'll be a little bit more clouds maybe Sunday morning, but still they'll burn off and temperatures will get up into the upper 70s, around 80. And then as we get into next week, Monday through Wednesday, a ridge of high pressure will build over the western United States and our temperatures will slowly go up. And by the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday, it'll be in the mid 80s and completely dry. So, you know, this is just the driest time of the year and it's really fulfilling the climatological expectations.
But what is measurable rainfall? Because that's the thing yesterday that broke this dry spell, right?
That's right, but not completely. So you have to understand what we mean by a trace and by measurable precipitation. So to be called measurable precipitation by the National Weather Service, you have to have a hundredth of an inch of precipitation. And you can get a subjective feel for that because when you get a hundredth of an inch, the concrete just gets this uniform wetness to it. You know, that's when you know you had about a hundredth of an inch. If you have less than a hundredth of an inch, but still rain, we call that a trace. Now, the reason we care about all this month we came close to beating an important record, and that is the first month that Seattle had absolutely no rain. And we're talking about Seattle-Tacoma Airport, by the way.
So that's the measuring station there, right? The measurable rain there at SeaTac.
That's right. And it's, in fact, we're talking about any rain. There's never been a month where SeaTac Airport did not have at least a trace of rain. You know, we're talking about any month of the year, even the middle of the summer. And so we were going through July with not even a trace of precipitation. And it all was ruined on Thursday morning when a thick marine layer caused us to get a little bit of drizzle. And so they had a trace of rain at SeaTac Airport. So we can't gain that record, being the first month to have no rain whatsoever. But there's another record that we're still in the running for, and that is the number of consecutive days without measurable rain, 0.01 inches. And that record is 51 days. So the longest stretch Seattle has ever had with no measurable rain is 51 days. And right now we're at 41 days. And I think we have a shot of it. I mean, there's no certainty. But you know, if we can go through into early August with no measurable rain, we potentially could hit that 51-day record. And that would be pretty exciting.
And again, that's at SeaTac, right?
That's at SeaTac. Now, it's already rained more than that in North Seattle and down in Olympia. So SeaTac is a sort of a dry spot that's holding on. But this has been a very dry summer so far. Not that that's very memorable in the sense we always have dry summers, but this one's particularly dry. And if we don't get any kind of errant shower coming in, we might hit the 51-day record.
Interesting. Now, real quick, what is it that makes a cloud actually produce rain? Because I feel like we had a lot of cloud cover, but it's not until you get that marine layer really sucking in that you start getting the measurable rain?
Well, there's a variety of ways we can get rain. I mean, normally during the winter, we have deep frontal systems and cyclones coming off the ocean, and that has deep cloud and it has both rain and it has ice snow above it. That's our normal situation. But you can also get this very light stuff from the marine clouds. If you have a very deep marine layer, this is mainly stratus and stratocumulus clouds, you can get enough moisture and enough precipitation particles forming that you can start getting some light drizzle. So that's what happened on Thursday. It wasn't like there was a strong system. It was a deep marine layer that produced some extremely light rain that morning.
Great. Okay. Now, and despite all this dryness, we have not had a very big wildfire season yet. Why is that?
That's right. You know, although we've been very dry, we haven't had that many wildfires. It's actually below normal wildfire season here in Washington State. And the key issue is lightning. You know, everything's prepped. The ground is nice and dry. Grasses are dry. And so, you know, if we had to get some kind of ignition, we could have fires. But we haven't had much lightning this year. And that's due to the fact the high pressure that has produced the dryness has also suppressed the lightning. And so as long as we have high pressure and not much lightning, it keeps the fires down, even though the ground is dry. So, you know, we're going to have to watch this because things are really ready to burn. And if we did have a situation where an upper-level trough came through and gave us some thunderstorms and lightning, we potentially could have a big wildfire initiation period. So we have to be careful.
Super interesting, Cliff. I know lightning is one of your areas of expertise. Thanks so much.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of those weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR One.